28. This is an act to authorize South Dakota to participate in the revised Interstate Compact for Adult Offender Supervision. And it's brought to the Committee on State Affairs at the request of the Department of Corrections. Are there any proponents? Good morning, Lori.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm Lori Filer with the Department of Corrections. I'm going to start out by kind of doing an overview of the of Senate Bill 28. And Dallas Johnson is also here from Unified Judicial System because this is a bill that really equally impacts the Department of Corrections and the Unified Judicial System. Interstate compacts are simply agreements between states that are authorized by the U.S. Constitution. There are currently over 200 existing interstate compacts, and this particular bill, Senate Bill 28, seeks to revise an existing compact that governs interstate supervision of adult probationers and parolees. As written, this bill would replace the existing compact, which is codified in Chapter 2416 in current state law. The compact applies to adults on probation, as I said, under the Unified Judicial System, and adults on parole under the Department of Corrections. Under this compact, an adult who is on probation or parole from an offense that they committed while they were in South Dakota can transfer and be supervised in another state. Let's say we have somebody who's actually a resident of Minnesota, comes across, gets into trouble, gets put on probation, or does prison time, comes out on parole, and wants to go home back home to Minnesota. It's under this compact that that supervision would be transferred. Vice versa, if we had a South Dakota resident who got into trouble out of state and wanted to come back home to do their supervision, it's under this mechanism that they would be able to do that. In order for this, excuse me, let me give you a few numbers here before I talk about this specific bill. In South Dakota, we have right now, and this was at the end of the month of December, we had 37 inmates that were in South Dakota from other states. And we had over 300 inmates that were South Dakota inmates that were out of state. So at least on the correction side of it, we use the compact extensively. We have a lot of inmates that are being supervised in another state. In order for this revised compact to go into effect, it has to be passed by 35 states. The current compact was passed by all 50 states. It's operated by all 50 states. But in order for this to be effective, it has to be passed by 35 states. At present, it has been passed by 9 states. In talking to staff members at the Council of State Governments, they think it's reasonable that it may pass the other 24 states this session. Of course, we don't know that until you know, the specific bills work their way through all the individual legislatures. The Council of State Governments and the National Institute of Corrections have really assumed a leadership role on a national level of unifying the states on this issue and doing the research, taking public testimony, public input, and drafting the proposed bill to revise the compact. In November of 1999, they held a legislative briefing, and 3 members of the South Dakota legislature attended that: Senator Whiting, Senator Dugard, and Representative Dunafin, who are all here this morning. As written, the provisions of Senate Bill 28 go into effect on July 1 of 2001, or when the 35th state passes this bill, whichever is later. And at the same time, in the very last section of the bill outlines this, at the same time when that effective date goes in, then Chapter 2416 is repealed. So we'll keep the current compact going status quo until this is passed by 35 states, and then it overlaps, or then this one comes into effect. Nationally, there's about 4 million people on probation and parole, and they estimate that about 250,000 people cross state lines nationally in an average year. The existing compact is very, very old. It was drafted in 1937. South Dakota didn't pass it and put it on their books until 1947, but it was really literally just a 2-page compact. And you know, if you think back, how much has changed since 1937? It's high time that this be revised and updated. The 1937 version is very incomplete, and one of the biggest things is it just doesn't provide any meaningful enforcement powers. If one state is not really playing by the rules with the compact, there isn't any meaningful way to enforce the rules of the compact. It also doesn't address the current issues that have bubbled up in the last several years of victim notification, sex offender registry, how we want to handle those things as states when we have offenders moving back and forth. Also, states have started passing specific laws restricting the movement of offenders, and the old compact does not address that. Some states, out of frustration, I think, because of the old compact, have started putting other laws on their books saying if you have an offender that comes into our state, they're subject to these things. And that's starting to fragment the system. And by updating the compact and having a more efficient enforcement authority, a way of actually administering the compact, they feel that they can get those things roped in. The revised compact creates an interstate commission which will have a representative from each state that's a compacting state. That they will have one voting member. This commission, the executive board of the commission, and the staff will provide the operational framework for the compact. Commission holds rulemaking authority and enforcement powers. Each compacting state will also have a state council, which will have members from all three branches of government. It will also have a member of a victims' rights group and the state compact administrator. The compact administrator for each specific state will be the state's representative on the National Commission. If South Dakota does not pass the revised compact, we will continue to function under the existing compact. And that will work fine as long as we try to trade prisoners with states that are also under the old compact. Once this is passed by 35 states, though, we will not be able to transfer prisoners back and forth with at least 35 states, the ones that have passed this. Or if we attempt to, it's going to be kind of the no rules apply type of situation in terms of supervision, in terms of retaking, and so on. There is going to be a bit of a fiscal impact with this. Right now, the state of South Dakota pays $400 a year in dues to support the current compact structure. Under this proposed bill, the Council of State Governments is estimating that it'll go up to about $20,000. Each state is having to pay basically dues to cover the organizational body of this commission. And they're estimating that it'll be about $20,000 for South Dakota based on the volume of offenders that we have. And we would assume that that would be split between the Unified Judicial System and the Department of Corrections. I would like to pass out a very minor amendment. There was, at the very last section, there was a drafting error. The language refers to Chapter 24.6, and it should say 24.16. It's on page 21, line 23.
I think we have that amendment. Are there, I'm sorry, are there questions for Lori from the committee? Thank you very much, Lori, for your testimony. One moment, please. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You indicated that each state would have one person on the commission. How does that person get to that point?
Okay.
Appointed or?
They're the interstate compact person for the state of South Dakota, and they are appointed. That's the way current state law is, too. Yes, by the state commission. And on the national council, other people can participate, but there's only one voting member. So I may have misspoke a little bit on that. Each state gets one vote.
Thank you. Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The 20,000 you talked about is based on prison population?
It's based more on the volume of offenders, probationers, and parolees that are supervised under the compact.
Okay, then does that number, will that dollar amount change annually? In other words, do they average our numbers and one year it could be 25 and the next year it could be 15? Or?
It hasn't been, our numbers have not been real volatile over the last couple of years.
Okay.
So I'm not real concerned that that's going to be, you know, going.
You're assuming it's going to stay pretty consistent then.
Yeah, and it is frankly an estimate because the way this is set up is that once this is passed, then there'll be a year of rulemaking authority where the real guts of how this is going to work is put together by this commission. But every state was saying, hey, we got to know how much it's going to be before we can go and pitch this. So this is an estimate that Council of State Governments came up with.
Thank you. Yes, Senator Gross.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. On page 6, line 6, continuing on to 7 and 8, I believe, is the compact administrator the same as the compact commissioner? Are those two the same?
Could you tell me where you are?
Yes, on page 6,
okay.
Line 6,
all right, line 6, okay.
Through line 8.
Okay, thank you.
Is the administrator and commissioner, are those the same?
Yes.
So then, actually, that person can be appointed by the state council, who is, or what is made up above there, lines 4 through 6, or, it says, by the governor in consultation. So it can be different ways that that commissioner is appointed.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Lori. For purposes of this amendment, discussing this amendment, would someone like to attach it to the bill at this time? Okay, it's been moved by Senator Whiting, seconded by Senator Bros. Are there other proponents to Senate Bill 28? Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Dallas Johnson. I'm the Deputy State Court Administrator for the Unified Judicial System. I am also the Compact Administrator for Adult Probation. I'm here in support of Senate Bill 28. The Unified Judicial System has reviewed this legislation. We believe that it is proper, good legislation, and that it would be of benefit to the services of Interstate Compact with this state and with all the surrounding states. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions for Dallas? Thank you very much. Are there other proponents to Senate Bill 28?
Madam Chairman, I'm just here in support of the bill.
Representative Donovan,
thank you.
Welcome to this side of the legislature. Right.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Are there other proponents? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 28? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 28? The committee will close for discussion and action.
Madam Chair.
Senator Whiting.
Yeah, I would move passage of Senate Bill 28 out to the floor. I think it's important that we get on the boat early here. Lori Filer mentioned, the first year of effectiveness of this will be the year in which the regulations are going to be made, and that's the time to be involved. And I would like to have somebody from South Dakota be there at that point. So I think we should accede to this earlier rather than later. I would urge adoption.
Okay. First, we have an amendment pending. Is there any discussion on that amendment? If not, all those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. The amendment carries. And Senator Whiting, do you have a motion?
I would move that the committee adopt it.
It's a due pass motion on Senate Bill 28. Any further discussion? Seconded by Senator Bros. Hearing no further discussion, the secretary will call the roll. All those in favor of Senate Bill 28 as amended will vote aye. All those opposed will vote nay.
Senator Bros.
Aye.
Shugart.
Aye.
Hutmacher.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Evers.
Aye. Senate Bill 28 will move to the floor in a due pass motion as amended.